Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. One of the key features of Hegel's treatment of self-consciousness in that section of his Phenomenology of Spirit, the part that's leading up to the master-slave dialectic, is that you can't have a self-consciousness that is entirely what it is in complete isolation from all other self-consciousnesses. And he's not talking about some Robin Caruso, you know, where it's physically isolated, although we find out if you ever read the book that that's not actually the case. Rather, you might say that the other self-consciousness who plays an important role and who mediates self-consciousness, the self-consciousness of the person, is always involved in the background in some way. So if we use Robin Hood Caruso, he did not exist apart from a world from which he was able to recover all sorts of artifacts and able to think about himself in relation to other people, people who were absent. Hegel, in this part of the self-consciousness section, is not necessarily trying to tell us universal truths that we can apply to every single person. He's sketching out a particular dynamic, but we can expand it further, as some people have indeed done with this section. So here we can talk about the mediation of self-consciousness by its other, and its other is another self-consciousness. Now, what do we mean by mediation? Hey, this is a very important Hegelian term. Whenever we talk about something being mediated, we mean that it's a part of the process. It is determining or conditioning things. You can't simply remove it or abstract it out of the process altogether and get things in isolation and have them be entirely what they are. Here he's going to talk about a middle term, and that's connected with this notion of mediation. And he tells us that self-consciousness itself is a middle term, which then splits up into its two extremes. Here he's looking at things in a dyadic way, but we could expand this beyond this. So we have one self-consciousness as the extreme over here. We have the other self-consciousness as the extreme over here. And he tells us that the middle term is self-consciousness. Each extreme is this exchanging of its own determinateness and an absolute transition into the opposite. And that sounds very abstract. What is he actually talking about there? Each self-consciousness, in doing the work of trying to figure out what it actually is and to attain certainty and truth of itself, finds out that there's more to the story, that when it digs into itself, it finds out that it is actually related to this other self-consciousness or other self-consciousnesses, and it is not what it thought that it was. And it's also discovering in the process that the other person is doing the same thing, that this is what part of what we share in common as human beings, as self-conscious beings in relation to each other, this mirroring that we've talked about in another place. So he goes on and he says, as consciousness, it does indeed come out of itself, yet though out of itself, it is at the same time kept back within itself. It is for itself. This is another key Hegelian term. It is being for itself. It is conscious of itself. And this we can say of both self-consciousnesses. Now here is where it begins to get more complicated. What about the other self-consciousness? The other self-consciousness is for this consciousness. This consciousness is aware of, has knowledge of, grasps, we could say, this other self-consciousness over here. And the same thing can be said in return, because remember, there is a reciprocity here, a kind of mirroring. So Hegel goes on and he says, it is aware that at once it is and is not another consciousness, and equally that this other is for itself only when it supersedes itself as being for itself and is for itself only in the being for self of the other. So if we want to, you know, generalize from this, as indeed many commentators have, to understand one's own relation to self, to be certain of it, means to some degree taking into account the other and the way that the other sees one, the way that the other construes one. This is not, you know, where the other, you might say, holds all the cards, because the same thing is happening over here. The other exists in relation to me as self-consciousness and is mediated by me. So Hegel is going to say here, a very interesting thing, each is for the other the middle term. Each is self-consciousness, you might say with a capital S and capital C, for the other person. Each allows the individual to be related to himself. So he says each is the middle term through which each mediates itself with itself and unites with itself, and each is for itself and for the other an immediate being on its own account, which is at the same time is such only through this mediation. So self-consciousness is very complex. Hegel, towards the end of paragraph 184 and in 185, is now going to bring up another key Hegelian term, that of recognition, or acknowledgement is sometimes how it's translated. In its nominal form, in German, this is anerkennen, literally to know another person or to extend knowing to another person. Here it's in a verbal form, and Hegel will talk, what we're translating here, about a mutual recognition. The German for this is gegenseitig sich anerkennend. Each is recognizing, this is a very rich phrase, each is recognizing itself, but also the other, the opposed, the self who is on the other side, right? And so this is a very important dynamic and complex. At this stage of the Hegelian dialectic, it's not something that can be sustained as such, but this is part of what Hegel is moving towards in the entire process of the dialectic. Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/Sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.